gather time that they would be misunderstood, and so be the cause of imposition. Isaiah answered, I saw no God, nor heard any infinite organical perception, but my senses discovered the infinite in everything. And as I was then persuaded and remained confirmed that the voice of honest indignation is the voice of God, I cared not for consequences, but wrote. Firm persuasion removes mountains, but many are not capable of a firm persuasion of anything. Then Ezekiel said, the philosophy of the East taught the first principles of human perception. Some nations held one principle for the origin and some another. We of Israel taught that the poetic genius was the first principle and all the others merely derivative, which was the cause of our despising the priests and philosophers of other countries and prophesying that all gods would at last be proved to originate in ours, to be tributaries of the poetic genius. It was this that our great poet King David desired so fervently and invoked so pathetically, saying by this. He conquers enemies and governs kingdoms, and we so loved our God that we cursed in his name all the deities of surrounding nations and asserted that they had rebelled. From these opinions, the vulgar came to think that all nations would at last be subject